Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk, and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live. Hello, you're listening to The Film Show on Sheffield Live. It's just me, Denise, on my own. Good afternoon, welcome to The Film Show. I'm Denise. Martin's on his hollybobs this weekend, away visiting family. So it's just me on my own today, so I'm going to bring you some tracks from... Well, coming up, we're going to look at some highlights from London Film Festival and some screenings that were on at the showroom in Sheffield. I'm going to bring you some songs to remember the late Diane Keaton, who sadly died this week, and some new reviews and some tracks from some songs from this year. I'm going to start with an oldie from the 80s, from the film that we gave such a good review to last week, I Swear. This is the opening track from the film, one of the best openings of a film of the year. It's Blue Monday, New Order.
Thank you.
Right, I'm sorry, there's no good time to fade out Blue Monday, but if I play all 7.5 minutes, we've got a lot to get through, I'm going to miss something. Right, the London Film Festival has a screening showing at the Showroom, continuing this weekend, in fact. I caught a few of the screenings this week. The highlight for me so far is Hamnet, which is Chloe Zhao's new film. It's due out in January, so it was really great to see the film in advance. It's imagining the lives of William Shakespeare's family and the loss of his son, Hamnet, which influences, he drives his grief into his art and creates Hamlet. And Agnes, played by Jessie Buckley, his wife, is left at home to grieve with her family. It is such a sensual film. I cried absolutely snot bucket tears. I don't know if we can let Martin see it because he'll be so weepy. As you can imagine, with the death of a child being the subject matter, it is so carefully balanced. The performances from Jessie Buckley and Paul Mescal are really intense and really good. It's got a really great connection to the earth and the scenery. It's shot so well. And I give it such a high rate. Really look out for that in January. Whilst did I catch? I caught Frankenstein, which I think I'm going to review later on because it's only out next week. So we're going to review it later on in the show. But also caught The Coral, which is the Alan Bennett scripted and Nicholas Hintner directed drama about a chorus master who comes back from Germany during the First World War to try and settle into a fictional Yorkshire village, but it's all set, filmed in the Saltaire area, so it's really good period setting. It's fairly pedestrian in its pacing. It's got some really big ideas and big themes in there. Perhaps a few too many characters, so you don't know who you're focusing on. Like, at one point you sort of lose Ralph Fiennes' character completely and end up following somebody else. It's nice. It's a sweet film. It was a good film to watch. Perhaps wait for the telly version to come out. But still to come in the London Film Festival showing at the Showroom. So the festival closes in London on Sunday. You have got the chance to see My Father's Shadow today, which looks like a really interesting Lagos-set family drama about two sons and their father. The Mastermind is on tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That's like Kelly Reichardt's take on a 70s heist, art heist movie that stars Josh O'Connor. And then there's Pillion, also Sunday at 6 o'clock. That's Alexander Skarsgård and Harry Melling, and the ever brilliant Leslie Sharp is in that as well. Everything she touches is fantastic. So that's stuff to catch still at London Film Festival showing in Sheffield. I'm going to play a track now from a film that I will admit that I haven't seen. It's a new release. It's from Tron Ares, which, yes, it's not a film I'm tempted to see, apart from the special effects look amazing. But the soundtrack I've been listening to all week, it's a Nine Inch Nails soundtrack. And this is a track called As Alive As You Need Me To Be. Out. Okay, first up there, you heard Nine Inch Nails, As Alive As You Need Me, from the new Tron Ares soundtrack. Or why would you call it Ares? I mean, it's only going to make Martin call it a bag of arse, isn't it? And then closely followed by River of Hills. That is from the fantastic sequence in One Battle After Another, Johnny Greenwood's soundtrack. That is from the sequence. Well, it's called River of Hills, which is a brilliant title, but it's the car chase sequence towards the end of the film. Fantastic stuff. Sad stuff now, though. Diane Keaton has passed away at the age of 79. An absolute giant of American cinema. Meryl Streep called her our American treasure. I think everybody's got their favourite Diane Keaton period or film, haven't they? I've got a strange special fondness for Baby Boom. I don't know why, possibly because of her performance in it. Best known perhaps at first for her breakout performances working in collaboration with Woody Allen on films like Annie Hall and Manhattan, and the Oscar-winning Reds with Warren Beatty. And then later fun films like The Book Club and the Christmas, lovely Christmas film, The Family Stone, which is going to be very different, very sad to watch this year. I really love her performance in Reds, where she plays the writer Louise. She is so intense in this film, and I hadn't seen it for years, and I watched it again this week. And it's got a beautiful, beautiful soundtrack written by Stephen Sondheim. I'll start with a couple of songs to remember Diane Keaton. The first one is Goodbye for Now from Reds.
Sometimes love is letting go. The moon won't ever tell the sun that it can't rise. And if there's one thing that I know, love is losing all control. But if you have to leave, then I'll leave on the light. If you come back, I'll be waiting. If you come back, I'll be right there by your side. If you come back, I'll be waiting. If you come back, I'll be right here every time. We burn through life faster than a wildfire. Can we stay frozen in time, in between hello and goodbye? You know I wanna hold you close, but sometimes love is letting go. The moon won't ever tell the sun that it can't rise. And if there's one thing that I know, love is losing all control. But if you have to leave, then I'll leave on the light. If you come back, I'll be waiting. If you come back, I'll be right there by your side. If you come back, I'll be waiting. If you come back, I'll be right here every time.
Isn't that a beautiful song? Isn't that a beautiful song? That was Love Is Letting Go, which features the voice of Diane Keaton. It's by a singer called Ash, and it was released 3 years ago. You can hear Diane Keaton's vocals on that, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song. I hadn't heard it until this week. I went looking for songs featuring her voice, and it's just so lovely. We said goodbye as well earlier this year to another giant of American cinema, Robert Redford, and we remembered him on the show. I'm going to play a track now. Now, Martin, if you're listening on Catch Up, listen again, which you can do online on digital. Just look for the film show on the Sheffield Live website. I'm going to release the Babs, and we're going to play The Way We Were to remember Robert Redford.
What's too
painful to remember. We simply choose to
way we were. We've had a point of order from a loyal but cheeky listener who's brought me up on my pronunciation of Ares. He's the Greek god of war, that's why you'd call him Ares. I still maintain if it's called A-R-E-S, it's an anagram of arse, why would you put that as your film title? Anyway, thank you for that comment. On the theme of soundtracks that are better than their films, I have been listening a lot to the soundtrack from Materialists. We gave it a fair to middling review over the year. It's Celine Song's latest film. It was like a rom-com drama. The film was okay, but I've been listening to the film soundtrack a lot and I've really been loving a couple of tracks from it. I'm going to play you a couple. The first one is A Japanese Breakfast, My Baby.
My baby don't have nothing, my baby. I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love who's burning light, warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, that I've told you, they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all.
Couple of beautiful tracks there from The Materialist. That first one was My Baby by Japanese Breakfast, and then another baby, Baby Rose, is the artist for that second song, That's All. She also does a cover version of Nico's track in I'll Be Your Mirror in the film as well. She plays like a wedding, so she's the wedding singer, if you like, and it's just made me feel a bit better about the film than I did when I first actually saw it. This week on iPlayer, Riot Women is out. Sally Wainwright's new, highly, as you'd expect, competent TV drama from the writer of Happy Valley, Scott and Bailey, and Last Tango in Halifax. It's got a bit of a killer cast. It's a story of middle-aged women in Hebdenbridge finding their voices and unexpected connections in many different ways when they form a punk band. It's got a great mix of light and dark humour, but there's some really serious issues that they talk about. I mean, you're looking at women in middle age, late middle age, who've got all those pressures above them of maybe caring for ageing parents, and below them of dealing with ungrateful adult children, of which I am one, I believe. And also like the issues of like either leaving work at retirement or becoming invisible at work. And I mean, the film opens with Joanna Scanlon as a suicidal teacher. She gets a phone call from her. She's just about to commit suicide and gets a phone call from her brother, which makes her even more want to do so. And then she gets a call from Lorraine Ashbourne's character, who's a pub landlady, and just says, do you want to form a band? And it gives her a new lease of life. And also what gives her a new lease of life is a very lost and chaotic Kitty, played by Rosalie Craig. Now, Rosalie Craig is a West End star. She is an amazing singer. And she comes into their lives like a whirlwind. Also features Tamsin Gregg and as a sort of a retiring police officer, and slightly underused Amelia Bullmore as a midwife and the sister of Tamsin Gregg's character. Hopefully she'll get rewarded for her patience and have her character fleshed out, and maybe a second series, of which there is bound to be one. Six episodes are on iPlayer now. I inhaled them in one go, which is a shame because it would be nice to be able to spread it out and watch it once a week like in the old days. The soundtrack, as you'd expect, features some great music. One of them, though, is Rosalie's own version of Hole's Violet.
And the sky was made of amethyst, and all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Want to be in a band? Right, that was Rosalie Craig from Riot Women, which is now out on iPlayer. So, also showing in the London Film Festival was Guillermo del Toro's gorgeous but somewhat hollow adaptation of Mary Shelley's classic tale, Frankenstein. Basically, bad dads messing up the world with their silly ideas. It features a great performance from Jacob Elordi as the creature, Oscar Isaac is Victor Frankenstein. I couldn't decide if I loved him or hated him in this film. I was in an absolutely packed screening. Everybody, like so many people, seem to really love this film. So I'm like a voice of, I'm an outsider, I think. It looks gorgeous, as you'd expect. It's an amazing production design. There's an amazing feature. The scene where the creature is born and created is fantastic. There's a lovely appearance from David Bradley as a blind man, and Charles Dance as the original bad dad of Frankenstein. I just couldn't connect with it. It just didn't ring true, the narrative. I can't talk about one of the reasons, because it's the ending, and I hated the ending, and I can't spoil it for you. I do still want to recommend that you see it. Mia Goth is in it as both Frankenstein's mother and a potential love interest and the wife of his brother. I found her character just underwritten and unbelievable, which is a real shame. I kind of want to recommend it still, because I still think it's worth seeing and maybe finding out. I mean, there were people, I spoke to someone else who was in the screening, and she could hear people crying around her. So it obviously connects with some people, and I am just hard stoned in my mind. But I just found it just not very narratively pleasing. Good luck with it if you want to watch it. I have got three don'ts coming up now for the last few tracks. The first one, now we played the first minute of this track a few weeks ago on the show, but stopped before the drum and bass kicked in, and I can't have that. So I'm going to give a proper airing, first of all, to Don't Leave Too Soon, which is Little Sims' track from the Netflix film Steve.
Outside, out of mind, out of time, out of love. Out of breath, out of body, out of friends. I can tell that you don't get out as much. With these rocks on your back weighing you down, cause you feel all of you is not enough. You're out of touch and out of sight, out of mind, out of time, out of love. Less is more unless you feel that you're lesser than the rest. You think that you're out of clutch. Out of money in your pocket, raging doesn't stop until you let the demons out your closet. They out to get you cause you putting out a message, like say the response won't affect you. Out of respect you, say you're out of sight, out of mind, out of time, out of love. In your pocket weighing you down. Through this tunnel, hope you make it out in time. In this concrete jungle, patience isn't kind. I hope you make it out alive. It's like they left you out to dry. Is it you? Is it I? Is it both of us combined? When you was down and out, couldn't be without the darkest force chasing you around. I see the pressure in your face while you vet the crowd. Don't know if you should be in or out. Asking to be shown a sign, but it will never be revealed if you do not know your why. Why? So you're out of reach, trying to find what you want out in life. Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, when you won't. Tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? Honey, don't. The way that you wear those clothes, everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet, so I.
So, first of all there, we heard Don't Leave Too Soon, which is Little Sims' track from the film Steve. And then the cast of Honey Don't, Margaret Qualley, Aubrey Plaza and Talia Ryder there with their version of Honey Don't. It got middling reviews from everyone else, but the film show, we loved it. We loved that film. So, what have we got coming up? We have got, let's not forget, Penistone Film Festival has kicked off this weekend. We had Jennifer on the show last week. Good luck with the festival, Jennifer, and everyone at Penistone Film Festival. The LFF continues, as we mentioned earlier. In line with that, Begonia was also screening at the LFF. I didn't catch that screening, but I am going to catch Yorgos Lanthimos's Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons starring film this weekend. It's got a preview weekend at the showroom, and they're showing 35mm print of it. That's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and that's in advance of its release next weekend on the 31st. So that's exciting. Celluloid Screams. So horror fans, it's October, it must be Celluloid Screams time. They kick off this Thursday, Thursday till Sunday. I've just had a check on the website earlier this morning, and there are still a handful of tickets for the whole lot left, or you can just pick some films out of the programme and see. The big new release next week, though, is Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. So that's Scott Cooper directing Jeremy Allen White as the boss when he's struggling to make what would become a breakthrough album in his bedroom. And that's out everywhere, including the light in the showroom. Also, Frankenstein, don't listen to me, go and see it. You might love it. You know, I didn't. And special screenings. So the showroom is showing One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest all next week. So, yeah, lots to catch up on. First Wives Club. That is a 1997 film with Diane Keaton, Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn. I said I was going to finish on three don'ts. There's another don't song coming up, which is the closing track from that film. It's so funny that in this scene, they're persuading Diane Keaton to sing. Diane Keaton loved to sing. She released a single last year, which she was very excited about, which was the which is a Christmas song. So we're going to play that, I think, later on in the year. But for now, if I could leave you with the memory of Diane Keaton, Goldie Hawn and Bette Midler dancing down the street in white, singing this beautiful anthem. Until next week, when Martin and I will be back together, enjoy your films. We'll see you next week.
Tell me what to do, and don't tell me what to say. And when I go out with you, don't put me on display.
Pretty good.
You remember.
You don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'll never stay.